Hello.
Hello, my name is Dorothy. Return the call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am. This is her.
How may I assist you?
I was wondering if I could file for unemployment.
If that's what you called to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I will be glad to assist you with that. May I have your social security number?
418-552-7877.
Okay, for security purpose, can you please repeat your social security number?
418-552-7877.
May I have your first and last name?
Destiny Holtzey.
And may I have your date of birth?
9/18/02.
And may I have your mother's maiden name? When we ask for her maiden name, we're asking for her last name only? That is on her birth certificate at the time that she was born.
Waldrop.
Okay. Do you have a driver license?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. Oh, God. You need my driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see if I can get it pulled up. Okay, it is 10-404-565.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Waldrop. Shauna Waldrop.
Maiden name is her last name only.
Oh, Waldrop.
And spell that.
Waldrop.
And what'd you say her name was?
My mom.
Mm-hmm.
Shauna.
Because I have to fill out this plan. Then the question they asked, may I ask why a different name was used? So so Sean is her first name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, please add a claim, okay? What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
We have to give you, read you the full acknowledgement. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TAA benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your first name?
Destiny.
Spell that, please.
D-E-S-T-I-N-Y.
Do you have a middle initial that you want to use?
A.
Last name?
Hulsey, H-U-L-S-E-Y.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
May I have your phone number beginning with your error code?
256-523-2991.
And verify your date of birth?
9-18-02.
Okay, and your driver license number again, please.
Give me just 1 second to pull it back up. Zero 1040-4565.
Okay, what state is your license issued from?
Alabama.
Verify, Destiny, verify your race.
White.
You Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Verify your gender.
Female.
And Destiny, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Ninth.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a residential address? What is your residential address? I just need your full and complete street address only.
906 County Road 302.
You said County Road 302?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any additional address information like apartment number or building number?
No, ma'am.
Your residential city?
Dawson.
Spell it.
D-A-W-S-O-N.
Zip code?
35963.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
I have, as your address, I have 906 County Road 302, Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N, Alabama, 35963. Is that information correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your occupation?
I was a forklift driver.
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Destiny, do you obtain work through a union?
Ma'am?
Do you obtain work through a union?
What is that?
A union, that's where you go. There's some jobs, they have a union that where you pay dues at. It's...
Oh, no.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And Destiny, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? In other words, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Yes, but I was on lot duty and I got fired for getting hurt. So I got told that I had to file for unemployment.
Okay. So since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
16.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Ma'am?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself or do you own a business?
No.
Did you work solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Yes.
You applied for and receiving workers' compensation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Destin, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in a time between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking.
May I have your router number?
Give me my routing number. I'm trying to get this pulled up for you. My routing number is 041-215-663.
Please confirm your router number.
041-215-663.
May I have your bank account number?
13461-6267 3590.
Please confirm your bank account number.
13461627 3590.
This account or router number has been blocked. Is this a traditional bank account?
No, that is Cash App. I can pull up my bank. Oh, my Jesus. Y'all can't use Cash App.
We do not honor any online banking. It has to be a traditional bank like Wells Fargo, PNC Bank, Guardians Credit Union, Navy Federal Credit Union, Truist Bank, something like that.
Do y'all do Cadence Bank?
Okay. It has to be a bank that you physically walked inside that branch, showed the teller your ID, and the teller that verified your ID and opened up your account.
Okay, yes, I have one of those.
Okay. May I have your routing?
I got to find the routing number. I don't know how to pull that up. Do you know how I could pull that up? I don't know how to.
No, ma'am. And I do, but we're on a live 2-minute hold time while you look for information. We just have to give you go with the state, the benefit card.
Okay, that's fine. That'll work.
I have to read you this verbal disclosure script for AF Vantage prepaid card. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefit by the AF Vantage prepaid benefit card. If you already have a tan color AF Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card. Payments will be made to your existing AF Vantage prepaid account, benefits account, once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we're required to disclose the following information regarding your new AF Vantage prepaid account. The AF Vantage prepaid benefit card is issued by Core America Bank. Core America charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, and $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiry. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a $0.35 fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactive fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Core America Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance acquiring fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note, customer service and card replacement fee can be lowered depending on how and where this card is used. See the loan form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The loan form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online labor.alabama.gov/benefit card. There is no overdraft or credit futures. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid account, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. You can find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Destiny, do you understand the terms and conditions for the Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card?
Yes, ma'am.
And who was your last employer?
My last employer was Polymers Industries.
I'm sorry?
Polymers Industries.
Okay. Is that the employer that paid you?
Yes, ma'am.
Give me that employee's name again.
It's called Polymers Industry. It's a company.
Spell that.
P-O-L-Y-M-E-R-S.
Polymers, and what was the other name?
Industries. I have no idea how to spell it.
Okay, when did you start working there?
I started January the 19th.
What year?
24.
What was your last day of working?
It was June 24th.
What year?
24.
And so you didn't work for a staff in a company or anything?
No, ma'am.
Because I'm not seeing this on your work history. On your pay stub, what is the address for that company?
It is 10526 Alabama 40, Henniger, Alabama.
Alabama 40?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the city?
Henniger.
Spell it.
H-E-N-A-G-A-R.
H-E-N-A-G?
H-E-N-A-G-A-R.
Yeah. What's the state?
Alabama.
What is that zip code?
35978.
The phone number?
Oh, crap. It is 256-657-5197.
And so you started January the 19th, 2024. Your last day of work was June the 24th,
2024? Yes, ma'am.
And this is the information that's on your pay stub?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Destin.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it industrial industries?
Yes, Palmer's Industrial Industries.
Industrial Industries?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because we have to have the right employer, because that would put a hold on your claim if we don't have the right employer. Okay, that's why we ask you to look on your check stubs or your W-2 form. That way we
It says Palmer's Industrial Industries is what it says. So I wasn't sure.
Okay. Anytime we ask you to look on your check stub, the W-2 form, because that's the right employer's name. Because if I had put something else, that's not your employer, your claim would have started, if you had your claim, but we've been sitting on someone's desk today, decided to look at it.
Yes, ma'am.
And work on it. Mm-hmm. That's why we go through all the problem questions while we have you on the phone. Asking, was it a staffing company? Was it up on another name or whatever?
Yes, ma'am.
No problem. What's that social security number? No problem. And your mother's name, please.
And what is the phone number there?
For Polymers, it is 256-657-5197.
Your work location, city?
It is Henniger.
That's the city you work in?
Yes, ma'am.
And so you started to work on January the 19th, 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Your last day of working was June the 24th?
Yes, ma'am.
Desmond, why are you no longer working?
I got injured.
So did you quit or you was discharged?
I was discharged.
What specific reason were you that you're no longer working?
I was a forklift operator in a rod room. Mainly just forklift.
Ma'am?
A forklift driver.
No, I said, what specific reason that you're no longer working? I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I had got hurt and I was on light duty, and I guess they just decided to let me go.
Okay. What reason did they tell you they was letting you go, that you're no longer working?
They told me it's because I had too many points.
Okay. Was that absent? You was absent or a tardiness?
I wasn't even tardy when it happened. I wasn't even late. They just told me that I had too many points.
Was it for absenteeism or was it for tardiness?
Tardiness.
Okay, the name and title of the person who discharged you.
HR, and her name was Rachel.
What date did Rachel advise you you no longer were employed?
June the 24th.
So what did you do to try to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I wasn't looking for nothing else because I am on light duty. So I just talked to Workman's Comp.
You say you were receiving workman's comp, or you was on workman's comp?
I'm still on workman's comp, yes, ma'am.
Okay, these are yes or no answers here. Did you commit the act that your employer said you did?
No, ma'am.
Was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Any sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Destiny, are the answers that you have given me correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certified that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefit. We match the earning you provide with wages reported by you. We match the earning you provide with wages reported by your employer. False answer can result in an overpayment and a fraud penalty. You are certified by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You have to state your name, please.
Destiny Holtzey.
Verify your social security number.
418-552-7877.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Chargers, Owls, Timberwolves, Yellow Jacket, none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1023 Dale Road. 214 Shaw Run Trail, 271 Draper Road, 473 Cole Street. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
273 Cole Street.
Which of the following city has a current or former association to you? Prattville, Vestavia, Roanoke, Phoenix City, none of the above.
Roanoke.
Okay, these next three questions, you will reply with I agree or I disagree. You are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
And you will reply with I agree or I disagree.
I agree.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
I agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant's Benefits Handbook. You agree?
I agree.
Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim Application. Closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information book, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the book could cause a denial of benefits. Destined to the process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a weekly certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant's portal. You will click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone. The toll-free telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefit. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday, July the 14th, and 5 p.m. on Friday, July the 19th, 2024. Whether you file online or by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. If you're an active union member who has submitted proof of good standing with their union, employee who on a verified short-term layoff, claimants that's attended a director's approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line 800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employee more than once unless the employee was not hiring when you first contact them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Destin, we're about to submit your claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes. What was that number you said for me to call to the 1-800 number?
1-800-752-7389. That's your weekly certification phone number.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
You have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to submit your claim, give you a confirmation number, and then we'll get your PIN number. Okay, your PIN number is 0999. Is your PIN number.
Okay.
Your confirmation number is 49006845. 4900-68405.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for submitting your initial claim. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your evening.
Me too. Thank you.